The Omicron variant is now present in 95% of COVID cases in this country. That's according to the CDC. And the CDC is updating its guidance on quarantining again. What's all this mean in reality for when, not if, we test positive? Let's talk to Dr. Abdul El-Sayed. He's an epidemiologist and former health commissioner for the city of Detroit. Doctor, welcome.
Scott, thank you for having me.
Now, before, the CDC told us isolate for 10 days if you're positive, and now they say 5 with some provisos here. What is the new thinking here?
Well, the CDC is between a rock and a hard place. Of course, the CDC stands for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That has been the remit in the past. But you've got a virus now that is spreading like wildfire in the population. And there's been a lot of push from corporations to reduce the isolation with some nod to scientific evidence that suggests that Omicron moves a lot faster through individuals. And there was relatively scant evidence. Of course, this is something we've only really had around for about a month, month and a half now.
Yeah.
Some scant evidence. And so they made the decision to reduce the isolation. Now, anybody would have liked to see, because of the fact that people can be infectious for more than 5 days, evidence of a negative test before somebody goes back into the population. But of course, we are 2 years into this without the testing that we need to be able to do that. So between that rock and that hard place, the CDC issued these guidelines and has gotten a lot of blowback because of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do want to ask you about testing. But first of all, the science of all this, right? The CDC mentioned societal impact. This goes to what you describe, right? That a long isolation can create staffing problems in the economy. The CDC also said people are contagious in the early days of infection. Can you talk a little bit more about the scientific evidence and what public health experts think of the argument here?
Yeah, there's limited evidence as it stands, but the general evidence is that, yes, people are most infectious actually a day before symptoms. And with Omicron, that is a bit earlier, usually day two or day three, and then have symptoms for 2 to 3 days. And so, yes, the majority of people are going to clear infectiousness after 5 days. But that does not to say that everyone is going to have cleared that. And so you are going to have, if people follow these guidelines, some people who go out into the world who are still infectious after having spent 5 days. And given how transmissible this variant is, that could accommodate for a whole lot more cases and a whole lot more people missing work. And so we really would have liked to see evidence of a negative test so that those few people who are still infectious may isolate for a bit longer so that they are not then passing on the virus once they leave isolation.
Now, the CDC, even its latest guidance yesterday, still doesn't suggest people get a test after isolating. Of course, tests are so hard to find right now. What do you suggest to your patients on this question? What do they do after they isolate for, say, 5-6 days?
So importantly, as an epidemiologist, I don't see patients. But based on the best evidence and what we're doing in our family, if someone were to need to isolate because they were infected, I would recommend that they had a negative test before they go back into the population. And the other just important note here is that the CDC is also bending to the political realities of the fact that there just aren't enough tests. And so if they come out and set a guideline and say that you need to have a negative test before you stop isolation, it would upend the whole goal that they had of limiting the isolation time because there are so few tests to go around. So for folks who have access to testing, I would recommend getting that test before you leave isolation. But it is important also to see this within the broader context of the fact that we just don't have enough tests. And 2 years into this thing, the fact that we don't have enough tests really is a head scratcher.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just stepping back for a minute here, given the Omicron numbers that you're talking about, if a person develops, say, a fever, runny nose, cough, and cannot find a test, what do you suggest? A couple experts have told us, just assume you have it.
Yeah, given how widespread Omicron is, how high the probability of exposure is, if you just play the odds, if you're having these symptoms, it's a high probability that it's COVID. And given how transmissible it is and the responsibility that we all have to reduce the burden that is bearing down on our healthcare system to, you know, bring us back to 2020 here to flatten the curve, I would assume that it is Omicron. Now, if that is the case and you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, meaning boosted at this point, then the CDC recommendation is 5 days and to potentially come out of isolation from there. If you're able to obtain a test, great. Test and make sure you're negative before you come out of isolation.
Dr. Abdul El-Sayed is the former city health commissioner for Detroit. Thank you as always.
Thank you, Scott.